This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You did get a sense when he walked into the building this morning. I mean, everybody I ran into wanted to talk about, hey, is it going to happen today? The chief. And so I knew something. I knew something was in the air.
I just met with Chief Crowley and removed her as fire chief.
A stunner on this February 21st at City Hall. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Why did the mayor fire Chief Crowley, and why now?
These actions required her removal.
You said something to the effect of LAFD is always at the ready.
And needless to say, I did not know all the facts.
The chief was fired for telling the truth. Period.
We'll break it down and what it means.
Well, this is an administration here at Los Angeles City Hall that is widely viewed by people who are beginning to speak more and more openly. It's in a state of disarray.
All coming up, but first this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News.
Safe to call it a stunner out of City Hall today. Craig Figner, you had an inkling this morning that this was going to go down, and how did it play out from there?
Well, you know, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, it's been no secret here at Los Angeles City Hall that she has a major beef with the leader, former leader of the Los Angeles City Fire Department, Kristen Crowley, former chief. She was dismissed, fired, removed, whatever you want to call it. That's what happened today. You did get a sense when he walked into the building this morning. I mean, everybody I ran into wanted to talk about, hey, is it going to happen today? The chief. And so I knew something. I knew something was in the air, and it just took a little time, not much time, but some time to sorted out, and very quickly it was confirmed in this press conference.
Yeah, and let's unpack what happened in this statement and in this press conference. The mayor gave basically two reasons and didn't give a whole lot of explanation around those two reasons for the firing of the fire chief.
Yeah, she said that there's, two components. Like you say, first, when the fire disaster, the morning of the fire disaster was about to unfold, that there are three shifts LAFD has. They've got about 3,000, a little more than 3,000 firefighters. So that shift was coming off. There was no fire at that time. Remember, the Palisades disaster starts about 10:30. So that shift, they could have been held over, but it was decided, no, we don't need you. Go back. But with the caveat, you can be called back if this windstorm kicks up.
Yeah, remember, by the way, we did a whole podcast on that. We knew about that a couple of days after the fire, so just wanted to inject that that's not new information.
Well, it's not new information, but it's information that the mayor is using as her grounds for removing the fire chief. So she says that was her first problem, apparently. And then in a press conference not long ago here at Los Angeles City Hall, Mayor Bass said that there would be an independent investigation run by a person with decades of experience, both in LAPD and LAFD, an independent investigation. And apparently the mayor is saying that the chief had refused to participate in that investigation. That's her claim. We haven't heard from the chief yet, but those two reasons together, she said that's what pushed her to today's decision.
And one thing that I think struck everybody around here as curious is that when the mayor was asked about the chief's reasoning for those things, in particular, allegedly refusing to do the report, she didn't have an answer for what the chief's rationale was, as though she hadn't even asked.
Well, yeah, and so that brings us to this. I want you to listen to this back and forth Q&A between Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass and KNX News. I'm trying to drill down on that question.
I assume this is not a decision you made this morning. When did you meet with Chief Crowley, former Chief Crowley?
About an hour ago.
And how did the meeting go?
It was very brief.
And the investigation that she didn't participate in...
Yes.
How did she not participate exactly?
What I can tell you is that what has happened in the 2+ years I've been here, every time there was a weather emergency or even a hint of a weather emergency, the chief has called me directly. She has my cell phone. She knows she can call me 24/7. And she briefed me, and then we would talk about what needed to happen next. That did not happen this time.
I wanted to back up a little bit because I think you actually spoke with the chief because I heard it live on KNX News at 12:47 p.m. local time. You're in West Africa. The chief is here and you're on KNX News talking about the fire, the disaster, and you're praising Chief Crowley for pre-positioning units that were necessary in vulnerable places. You're also praising her leadership, and you said something to the effect of LAFD is always at the ready.
And needless to say, I did not know all the facts, but I had spoken to her maybe a couple of hours before that.
And in another part of that conversation, Alex, the mayor said, you know, the conversation was so brief that what you were left with was she didn't have time to drill down on what her beef was with the chief and this investigation that she's allegedly refused to play a part in.
Didn't have time, even though she waited a month to come out and do that. Anyway, we don't have the answers really to that. First of all, you know, props to you for bringing up the fact that the mayor was on KNX News talking about how good a job the fire chief
was
doing.
Well, and I said that because she, in an answer to another reporter, tried to say, hey, I didn't hear from the chief until that night. Now, West Africa is 9 hours ahead, but, you know, she made it sound like she had no idea until much later in the evening or night in West Africa, when, in fact, she had talked about it with the chief on KNX Live. And then in that answer, she says, oh, yeah, and I also talked to the chief a couple hours before that.
Let's give her the benefit of the doubt and say she was talking on West Africa time or something, and that got mixed up there. But I want to take a step back because there's another part of that exchange which doesn't make any sense. You were asking about the after-action report, and then she went back to this talking point that she's now gotten a lot of criticism for over the past couple of days, in which she says it was the chief's responsibility to warn her not to go to West Africa because of the weather forecast. And I don't know about you, Craig, but, you know, the mayor said, she said, I'll put it this way. She said a couple of times that she follows the media. We know
media sources were
reporting that this was a life-threatening weather emergency, and that was the terminology that the National Weather Service used. So how do we connect the dots here with that being the fire chief's responsibility?
Okay, I got a two-part answer for you. In another television interview she did this week that was kind of softening the stage, if you will, to get to this moment on Friday, she told another reporter who drilled down on that question, saying, how could you not know this was all over the news? Well, she was in West Africa, so maybe not watching the news. She had also pledged when a candidate that she would not travel internationally as leader of Los Angeles. But that aside, she said, I don't know, somehow it just got by me. And so I thought, well, that's curious. Also keep in mind that her deputy mayor for public safety, so the direct interface between law enforcement and public safety and first responders, but the direct connect between her and those agencies is her deputy mayor of public safety, a person who is on leave right now because of an FBI investigation for allegedly making a false bomb threat.
Forgot about
Los Angeles City Hall. Yeah. So there's so her connect point for that information was not there. And then you remember the telephone call on KNX. It was very difficult for the mayor to have a conversation with us. It got disconnected at one point. So I don't know what level of connectivity she had to even be reached in the first place.
Yeah, and I'm even talking about before she went to West Africa when she says that the chief should have warned her to not to go to West Africa on account of this. So there's a lot here that really doesn't connect, I think, not just for us, but with a lot of people out there, which really leads me to the broader picture here, which I want to ask you about, which is, what is your assessment at City Hall, covering this administration basically every day since it began, of the state of the Bass administration, its ability to govern, given the fact that all of this, the response to the fires, the criticism she's gotten, seems like everything's on the defensive, everything's on the back foot here.
Well, this is an administration here at Los Angeles City Hall that is widely viewed by people who are beginning to speak more and more openly, certainly many privately and loudly, to me at least, that this is an administration that's in a state of disarray, that they've had very great difficulty in messaging and in managing, you know, small things and big things, for, you know, from inside safe to this catastrophe. And the mayor's also very quick to, well, you know, I'm going to say, point at other people and say, well, this should have been their thing to solve before it got to me. I mean, that is a familiar theme that we've heard on, like, say, Inside Safe and some of its unachieved goals. You know, you have to remember her czar on homelessness. I mean, the second one she hired, she's been in office a little more than 2 years, has already resigned as well. So there's no current czar on homelessness. I mean, she's had trouble in this administration achieving goals and providing vision. I think a lot of people would agree with that assessment.
And just to kind of put a little bit of a finer point on it, we know that the mayor of Los Angeles is one of the hardest jobs there is out there. And I want to go back to a point that we had discussed, you know, right after the fires. A lot of people in Los Angeles are going to give the mayor the benefit of the doubt that it's a really hard challenge to solve something like the homelessness problem. There's not a real expectation the mayor of Los Angeles is going to solve that problem in one term.
But that's what she campaigned on.
That's true. And that is one thing. But my point is, there is an expectation among the public that when there is a major emergency the city's facing, you're going to be there and you're going to be responsive and you're going to be communicating with the public. And that is why the administration is on such a defensive right now.
Well, I want to point to yet another pattern then that speaks exactly to what you view, and many do, as the responsibility of a mayor, of a leader. Very retail the politics is in that job. You know, when there was the disruptions on the campuses, what was it, USC and UCLA, and the mayor was in Washington, D.C. on yet another trip. We did not go with her on that trip, but she was there, and immediately I'd interviewed her on the Monday when the chaos was erupting. She said, hey, if there's more trouble, I'll be on a plane and right back to Los Angeles. Well, it got worse the next day. She was on a plane back to Los Angeles, and you know what she did? She was invisible for about a week, communicated with press releases and tweets.
All right. We will see if what the mayor has done today contributes to the perception that the administration's in disarray or has some unforeseen political benefit for the mayor, because a lot of the analysis right now is, we don't really know what that could be. Craig Figner, thank you.
Yeah, good to be with you, and happy Friday.
Back at you.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Shortly after my conversation with Craig, we talked with the head of the firefighters union, Freddie Escobar, to get his perspective on what happened, and maybe in doing that, a little bit of the chief's story. Here is Margaret Carrero and Charles Feldman's interview with the head of the union.
And I want everybody who's listening, she was terminated, in our opinion, for telling the truth.
Now, let me ask you something, because, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, Freddie, but it sounded like when you were asked at the news conference about the reasons the mayor gave this morning, the reasons why she said she had to fire the fire chief today, it sounded like you were calling the mayor a liar. Is that a fair interpretation?
Nope. I am not calling anybody a liar. I am saying that the fire chief has been truthful.
Not the fire chief, the mayor I'm talking about.
I have no idea. You're not putting words in my mouth. I'm not calling her a liar. I'm just saying the fire chief has been truthful about what she has said about our budget. We are a fire department that is understaffed, under budgeted, period. We have a standard of cover, which is a comprehensive report that shows that we need more resources, more of everything.
Well, let me ask you two questions, true or false questions, and this is from the mayor's rationale this morning for why she fired the chief. One, she said, we know that 1,000 firefighters that could have been on duty on the morning the fires broke out were instead sent home on Chief Crawley's watch. Is that true or false?
Well, I could tell you this. We had more resource. We had more staffing at the fire stations than we had resources to put them on. What wasn't said was there are over 100 broken down engines, trucks, and ambulances at a maintenance yard in East Los Angeles right now because we don't have enough mechanics to fix them. We had members come to the fire stations and say, hey, Cap, where do you want me? And we didn't have a place to put them.
Okay. Now, Freddie, the second reason she gave, the mayor, was she says a necessary step to an investigation was the president of the fire commission telling Chief Crawley to do an after-action report on the fires, and the chief refused. True or false?
That is not true. I was at commission. Now, the fire chief addressed it, and you could look it up on YouTube. The fire chief said that she believes that this isn't the body. Fire commission audits the fire department, does not investigate the fire department. And there is currently an investigation going on with this third party non-bias that's called FSRI, Field Safety Research Institute. They're going to do a comprehensive study of all the incidents. They're going to be a third party. They're going to come down. There's no authority to investigate from the fire commission.
Freddie, is that, though, an after-action report like the mayor had referenced?
I don't know what the mayor was asking for. I know being on the job for 35 years, this is the first general manager, fire chief, to speak up publicly on what all of our members wanted to truly say. We are locked arms with the fire chief on this. The fire chief said what we've all been wanting to say. We're understaffed. Under budgeted fire department, period. There is a report that is going to come out regarding the Pacific Palisades incident from a third party. It's going to be comprehensive. So what the mayor is asking for, what kind of report? You'd have to ask the mayor's office.
Do you think they rank and file? I presume that you've heard some feedback by now. Are they as outraged as you are? I understand that the chief, former chief, was well-liked and well-respected. Yes?
Yeah, I would not be so outraged. I speak on behalf of the majority of the membership. The majority of the membership, if it's not unanimous, support the fire chief for speaking out and telling the truth. That's why we did the press conference. Our members are very appreciative of this fire chief speaking out and saying that we have been neglected in the fire LAFD, and we need to recognize that we have a standard of cover report that shows that we need 62 new fire stations in the LAFD.
The mayor wanted to go forward in her thinking, introducing an interim chief. What do you make of the interim chief, by the way?
I've worked with Chief Villanueva when he was an engineer, a captain, and also battalion chief through the ranks. He's recently retired, and I thought he was enjoying retirement. He wants to come back as an interim. That's on him and his family. But, you know, Chief Crowley is going to have options if she wants to come back, and I'd have to have a discussion. So what I think about Chief V is I know that he's going to be there in challenging times, but I'm hoping that he'll stand up and say the right things, as Chief Crowley has been saying.
Should Crowley go to the city council, which she apparently has the right to do, and ask for the council to overturn what the mayor did today?
If she wants to. That's why I can't speak on her. If she wants to.
Do you think she should?
I mean, I don't want to speak for her.
Yeah, you're not speaking for her, Freddie. Do you think she should?
I think she should. She's saying the right things. She shouldn't be removed for telling the truth. And I can tell you, UFLAC will be behind her.
So the union's perspective is that the fire chief was ousted because she spoke out about the fact that city budget cuts left firefighters unprepared. We will see how this plays out in the coming days in Los Angeles. But for now, that's the L.A. Local for this 21st of February, Friday, sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships, lacarguy.com. Developments on this and everything else going on in Los Angeles, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. We are back on Monday. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.